Over the last month, a select group of people in Cleveland, Ohio, received letters in the mail that began this way.
Dear Clevelander with a Z, you don't know me, but since my name also begins with Z, I feel I have a little something in common with you. This letter is about November the 2nd. I hope you'll take a moment to read it.
That's 86-year-old Irving Zeiger, now of Los Angeles, but a native of Cleveland. He and his wife Beatrice are lifelong political activists and John Kerry supporters. Mr. Zeiger decided to reach out to Cleveland residents, whose last names also start with a Z, to try to get their support for John Kerry. His letter continues, I am worried that the country I love is heading in the wrong direction. I am worried that the Iraq War was a terrible, tragic blunder. Irving Zeiger wrote the letter, and his wife addressed by hand more than 1,000 copies. We first read in the Los Angeles Times about Mr. Zeiger's letter-writing campaign to his comrades at the end of the alphabet. We decided to give Irving and Beatrice Zeiger a call to ask how the idea came about.
To begin with, we recognized Ohio was a critical state in this election, and while we're from California, which is, we think, is safe for the Kerry campaign, we wanted to do something in Ohio, and somehow or other this idea evolved, and through a friend of mine in Cleveland, he tore out the pages of the Cleveland phone book together with the zip code directory, and he mailed them to me.
Now, I understand you had to cut the list a bit short. You didn't get to send this letter to all the Z names in Cleveland. Is that right?
No, you know, I'm one of the things that I found out is how many Z's there are in Cleveland. It's amazing.
The other thing that would happen towards the end, we found ourselves concentrating on names that were a little shorter because there's a tendency among Z names, they can be very long.
My hands were getting tired.
So we concentrated on the shorter Z's.
So who did you have to lose? Do you remember?
Well, like the Zabrinskis or the Zabrowskis, and you know, the other thing is you don't want to chance misspelling a name on the envelope because you would immediately lose the recipient.
Now, I understand you heard back from a number of the folks who you wrote to. What did they tell you?
Well, most of the letters were sympathetic. The first call I got was from someone by the name of Zeiger. A couple, and she said that they were sort of leaning to Kerry, but they had decided they weren't going to vote, and they read the letter, and they thought Irv's letter was so sweet that they're both going to vote.
Can you both imagine doing something like this again?
Well, I'll tell you, if we're here in the next election and we don't like the man who's running against our candidate, you bet we will. How's that?
I think that's pretty good life insurance. You have to stick around for that.
Well, Irving and Beatrice Zeiger, thanks so much for talking with us.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Irving and Beatrice Zeiger of Los Angeles. Mr. Zeiger's letter to the Z group in his hometown of Cleveland concludes, stay well, enjoy life, I still root for the Indians.